Today we're going to start Shar HaSinah. HaSinah, Bamida Azos Yesh Balav. This Mida of Sinah has a Los HaSeh associated with it. Dechsiv, Losisna Sachicha Bilvavecha. One is not allowed to hate his brother in his heart. That's the discussion that the Chronim have. What if you hate someone and you are very open about the Rishonim? You hate someone and you're very open about that hatred. You let them know that you hate them. Is that maybe not a violation of L'sisna S'chicha B'vavecha? It's still a violation of Yehavtel Re'echa Kamocha, but it's not a violation of L'sisna S'chicha B'vavecha, meaning maybe much, much worse to hate someone and have them think that you love them rather than to hate someone and be honest about that hatred. Because if someone knows that you hate them, then that's what, right, Rashi and Chumash. L'yachlu davul shalom. That Yosef's brothers weren't able to speak to him b'shalom. So mitoch nusan at yodea shivchan. From the bad that we're saying about them, we see something very positive out of that. That at least they weren't dishonest with Yosef about what they felt toward him. Because they could have acted as if he was their best friend, and then he would have had a false sense of security around them. He would have had a false sense of trust. And because after all, they're his brothers. So no, it was the shevach that they had. It was a great shevach that even when they hated him, at least they were honest about their hatred, and he knew that they hated them. So it's not good to hate people, but it might not be a violation of L'sisna S'chicha B'vavecha if you at least let the person know that you hate him. But if you give him the impression that you love him and you lull him into a false sense of security, that would be much worse, apparently. Anyway, but there is a losase not to hate a person. So we're supposed to remove from our personalities this mida of hatred. Vihi mida hagoremes avonos harbe. And like most bad midas, this is a mida that will likely lead someone to many other averos. Kimo lashon hara. Even if you're not going to be such a bad person that you're going to speak Lashon Hara about the person, he points out you're certainly going to be Mekabel Lashon Hara about a person that you hate. So you say, okay, I'm not going to talk about the person because I don't like them. I have a negative opinion of the person, so I just won't talk about the person. But as soon as other people start saying bad things, so you're all ears. And you're certainly, even if you're not looking to listen to it, you'll be Mekabel, you'll believe it, because there's Nisr to believe Lashon Hara. It's one of the more challenging Yisur. Because we naturally trust people. When someone tells you something, regardless of, you could have years of evidence that people lie, but when someone tells you something, you trust them. You just naturally assume that they're telling the truth. It takes some focus and some work to not believe a person. So when someone tells you Lashon Hara, you naturally believe the Lashon Hara. Mary was just telling me that one of my children was in a group on Shabbos, and they asked him, what's your name and where are you from? And he said, my name is Bob, and I'm from Nebraska, and I go to Chabad there, and everyone's like, oh, okay, nice. And because why is everyone just nodding and saying yes? Because, well, first of all, I mean, it's a weird thing to lie about, like, but because you just naturally trust the person. You just, if someone's telling you, so someone's going to tell you Lashon Hara, you naturally believe it. But especially if you already have a negative opinion of the person that they're telling you Lashon Hara about, so it's going to be much more challenging to not accept the Lashon Hara. V'tamid dorish ra l'vasamech le'edo, and you're always going to be looking for bad things about the person and not hoping for bad to befall the person. This is a midah that I think sometimes maybe doesn't get spoken enough about. That sometimes, even in terms of communities, in terms of, you know, the brand of Judaism that we associate with. So we're so beshita in the way we do things sometimes. Let's and this works, you know, in any circle, in any world, but I'll just take, you know, practically for us. Let's say someone subscribes to the doctrine of modern orthodoxy, whatever that doctrine may be in his own mind of what, you know, what the ideal is, whether it's, you know, for some people it means learning Torah as much as you can, and but also valuing secular studies and Zionism. For some people it means seeing rated R movies. Okay, whatever your doctrine of modern orthodoxy is, you know, if that's what you subscribe to, when someone who comes from, or when another community struggles with something, and you say, ah, you see, You see? You see what happens to them? That's what happens when you don't get an education. You end up stealing from the government when you don't get an education. That's what happens. And there's like a little bit of your sense that people sometimes, they talk about how saddened they are, but they don't seem sad. They seem like happy. Like, oh, look, I've shown that I'm right. My brand of Jew, that's a terrible thing. A person is not supposed to be mesameach in someone else's downfall. We should genuinely be saddened when someone else has a downfall, when someone else has something terrible happen to them, or does something terrible. We should be genuinely saddened by an avera that's done by somebody else. Vugoremis nizakim. Where did I just see that? What was it? By Korach, right? Rashi in this past week's... No, this past week wasn't Korach. Where was it? By the Meimariva? Right, by the Meimariva, right? Rashi by the Meimariva, I could be wrong about that. Oh, look at that, there's a Chumash. Okay, Kaylee doesn't mind. No, doesn't it? The Moshe and Aaron fell on their face, and Rashi says because they were just... Oh, no, it was by at the end of Parshas Balak, no? Yeah. V'nei ishmi b'nei Yisrael bava yakrev elachaves ha-midyanis le'enei Moshe le'enei kol adas b'nei Yisrael v'hema bochim pesach ol moed. So, and they were all crying. So, Rashi says, Nesal m'menu alacha, that they forgot the alacha, so they were go b'b'chia. Pasha pshat, why was their reaction to cry? Pinchas gets up and does something about it. Right, here's this man sleeping with this midyanis, they're crying. Pashup Shad is they're crying because it's the saddest thing in the world when you see a Jew doing an Avera like that, when you see someone doing something so terrible like that. So it's not something that a person should find, you know, should have some sort of sixth sense of joy out of seeing someone else's downfall. A person is genuinely supposed to be saddened by the Averas of others. That's something that, you know, as a community, we have to work on. Sometimes, like, we so associate with a certain team, so to speak, that, like, you know, to use the sports muscle, you know, if I'm a Yankees fan, I'm happy when the Red Sox lose. Like, that's the way. I know we're all part of Major League Baseball, and you know it's important that they all exist. But I'm happy when the other team loses. So we have to realize that in Klal Yisrael, we the variety is critical, and we want everyone to do well, and we want everyone to succeed. Anyway, v'goremes nezakim shiyazik lo k'shicha lahazik lo. An additional avera that this can lead to is that if you have an opportunity to hurt the person, you're more likely to hurt a person if you hate them. Meaning it's very easy for a person to say, hatred is what I feel inside, but it has no effect. I'm not doing anything to the person. It's just something that's inside. It's not something that's ever going to express itself. So the Or HaTzadikim is telling us that's not true. You may think that you're able to hold it in. There's going to be a time where it's going to bubble over, where it's going to come to the surface. There's going to be an opportunity where you can knock the person down, where you could hurt the person, harm the person in some way, and it will become lemaisa. Feelings ultimately become lemaisa. Vinokim, vinoter lo. So you can end up seeking revenge against the person. V'lo yirachim alav afilu hu dachuk ma'od. And certainly you're not going to have rachmanis on him, even when he's very desperate. When he's desperate, you're going to say, ah, he deserves it. He had it coming to him. Instead of actually having rachmanis and trying to help out. Umachmas hasina yegane es ma'asav hatovim. Another thing that's very common. If a person has a negative opinion of somebody else, there's a psychological phenomenon that when a person has a shita, we fit the facts into our shita. Instead of allowing the facts to educate what we believe, we fit the facts into our beliefs, into our previously held beliefs. So if a person, there's a name for it, you know what it's called?
No, I'm Mendelssohn, it's box theory. It's everything is in the box.
Ah, okay. So we, good. So if we have a negative opinion of another person, so what am I going to do with all his mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim? How do I handle that? What do I do with the fact that he's he's a big Baal Chesed or he's learning Yom V'Laila? What do I do with that? So what we do is, no, he's not really doing the Chesed. We take all the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and we show why they're really averos. We show why the mitzvahs aren't really mitzvahs. The ma'asim tovim are really ma'asim roim. And it's all, and that's all because we already have this negative opinion. So that's what I mean. Yeganes ma'asim tovim yasniyam be'inav uveinei acherim, and we'll let everyone know about that. We let everybody know, oh, you think he did such a great mitzvah? You should know how much benefit he got from that, you know, and how much cover the people gave him from that. And let it be known that that it's not really such a big mitzvah. Menea tov mi ba'alav v'lo yoda lo ala emes. You're not going to be molded to the truth. V'im hu chayav lo, hu nogso. And if he owes you, oh, then you're really going to go after him, right? Even though you're not supposed to push someone when someone owes you money, you're allowed to ask for the money back when it's due, but you're not allowed to pressure him if he doesn't have it. It's an issa d'orais. A lot of people don't realize that. Had a shaila like this. Someone I know lent someone, I think it was like $10,000 or something, and you know, the loan came due, and the person said, I just don't have the money. So he really started hounding him. He really started like sending texts like every 3 seconds, calling him all the time. Do you have it now? 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 You know, what about now? And he feels like, I have every right. I did this guy a favor. I lent him $10,000. So he had to explain to him, first of all, just a good idea to have. God willing, one day you'll be in a position where you will be able to lend people money. And I'm not talking about like a dollar or two. You know, you'll be able to, God willing, you know, you'll have a tzlach and whatever you go into, and you'll be able to lend people money. When that happens, only lend people money if you an amount of money that you would be able to live if it never got paid back. That's Aleph. Beis, realize that when people borrow money from you, it's because they need money. So it's likely that they will not be able to pay back in time. Meaning, just realize that as a reality. People who are already rich typically don't need to borrow money from you. If they, you know, if they had money, they wouldn't be borrowing it. So just realize that you're assuming that risk. But also realize that it's a great mitzvah to lend someone money. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. In Avos Chesed, Chofetz Chaim discusses all the details of the mitzvah. In addition to the mitzvah of tzedakah, which is also a wonderful mitzvah, there is a mitzvah to lend someone money. So it's a great mitzvah to do. But a person should do so responsibly and with eyes wide open, realizing what that is. And once you do that, now you have certain obligations. There's another halacha. You're supposed to write a shtar. Halacha mufresh is in Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to write a shtar. Now, the shtar doesn't have to be up to the standard. It's not like a get where you need to go to a sofer and have it done professionally and ksiva lishma and whatever. It could just be like a, you know, a post-it note that says, Ruvain here by O Shimon, $10,000 and signed b'ksav atzmo. And that's fine as well. I remember I once lent someone money and the guy started writing this thing, and this was years ago. I didn't know the halacha. I said, it's okay, don't worry, I trust you, it's fine. He said, no, this is halacha, I have to do it. And he was right. You should write a shtar when you lend someone money. It's a kasha, why it is when you lend someone a dollar. We typically aren't makbid about that. Okay, so that's a kasha. So there are terutzim, but, you know, that's a kasha. What? There is tamen halacha on that. Yeah. Oh, you know, saying you know. Okay, yeah. So you should realize that, and also not to pressure the person if you genuinely believe. Now, if you believe he has the money, and you see that he's going on fancy vacations, and he just hasn't paid you back, so then you probably have a right to pressure him for the money. But if he genuinely doesn't have the money, then you're probably not allowed to pressure him. But all of that was just as a way of finishing off this first paragraph. That when one has hatred for another person, in addition to it being an inherent isser of losisna sachicha b'vavecha, it's also a gateway to many other isurim, because there are a lot of things that will come out in the maisa with lashon hara and with looking for his downfall and with not being merachim on him and with and saying terrible things about him and denigrating all of his good deeds. So all of that is going to come out from this deep seated sinna that a person has. We'll stop there so that we can head out to Woodridge and we'll pick up tomorrow, or not tomorrow, right? Tomorrow, I don't know, whenever it is. One of the finest.